News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I'll take that as a cue to talk. What do you think?
I think so.
We should be talking today. Here we go.
History Show's on the air.
And what we got today is we're talking about the Texas Mountain Trail. And the Texas Mountain Trail is a very interesting place from here to Big Bend. We'll talk about that. And also, we have the History Radio Show, as always, live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso.
Yep.
And we're streaming live on our Facebook page now, El Paso.
Oh, there we are.
History Radio Show. You seeing us?
Yes, I'm seeing us.
And also streaming live on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When. And this is the time when I say, Texas history begins in El Paso. It's your turn.
Oops. I'm off.
It just says
here.
Hello.
I moved my.
Your cue is
around.
Hello.
I know, but I don't have.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello. How are you today? Everyone?
I'm better than you are.
Yes, I
mean, apparently. But
I threw it off when I was making your copy. What we need to do is remind everybody that they can. Yeah, see.
I see.
Watch me
the,
shuffling papers.
It's a cowboy in a corner.
That's. Oh yeah, we'll talk about him in a second. I want to tell everybody if you're listening here locally on the radio, you can also listen to us anywhere in the world. If you go to ktsmradio.com and listen to us there, you'll get a link to iHeartRadio.
We've moved our sponsor notices to the middle of the show. We'll talk about them in a bit because they're good people. We got a new one coming. Anyway, we have a history moment.
Yes, we do. And it's about Amelia Earhart and her stopover on Salt Flats.
Now, she must have been here more than once, I'm thinking. We'll find out.
I'm sure she was past there. But the interesting thing, she was driving, she was flying a gyroscope. A gyrocopter.
Chopper.
Yeah, and it was pretty impressive. Yeah, and she even broke a world record, altitude record.
Is she lost over there in the Las Cruces Mountains?
They said they found her. They think they found her. So I'm waiting to hear if they do the DNA on the bones.
That's a whole other matter. Okay, but today what we're talking about is a... today, March 6, 2021, that's what we got here. The history of the Texas Mountain Trail. It starts in El Paso, and we've got the executive director on the line. Her name is Wendy. Wendy Little, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Hi,
here. And also, we've got your chairman of the board, Robert Alvarez. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
We're doing good.
And we got another guy named Bernie Sargent. And I don't have to push the button for you. Hi,
no,
Bernie.
He
you
just blew in.
He's sitting
me.
Right there.
Yeah, she pushes the buttons.
I'm not going there. This is a clean show. Or it used to be, anyway. But no, Bernie, welcome here, all you guys. And the idea is going to go talking about the historic stuff on the Texas Mountain Trail. Now, Wendy, you very kindly put together a rundown of how you want to do this. Let's take a look at how you looked at this, because you've got all kinds of things going on about the history. And what it is a state of Texas trail system, and that was cooked up way back by Governor John Connally back in the day, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Tell us about the original Texas trail situation.
Okay, so in the 60s, John Connally, early in his administration, one of his goals was to increase the state's tourism revenue because he felt like Texas had as much to offer as other big tourist states like California and Florida. So in 1963, the legislature passed its very first budget allocation for tourism promotion in Texas, and it was established an office to administer it, and it was called the Texas Tourism Development Agency. So by 1967, tourism was booming in Texas, generating over $1 billion in tourist spending, but Governor Connally still wanted to pursue a concept of how that number could grow if travelers could be persuaded to stay one more day. He presented a plan for the development of a series of Texas travel trails, which would try and route travelers off the beaten path and to visit scenic and historic attractions. So that's how it started.
Well, I think you actually sent us a picture of John Connally. Looks like his high school picture.
It does.
Oh, my God. He didn't look like that in his later day. Well, anyway, he's an interesting guy.
He's a young boy.
And
yes.
Also, we have a map of the this end of Texas, the mountain trail, that we're flashing up here. Again, we're putting this on Facebook. They're a little out of time in our conversation, so maybe on air we can't talk about it, but people at home who have this on Facebook, and apparently we've got quite a few people looking at us already on Facebook. If you want to do that, that's where we're throwing up pictures, and you can see that kind of stuff. But, okay. Wendy, and I'm just asking, Robert, you have 2 cents you want to throw in for the original trail?
Yeah, you know, the formation of this was, as she said, way back in the day. But she hit on the point perfectly. It was just to get people to experience areas that maybe they off the beaten path, you know, that kind of thing. This portion of West Texas, like I'm not looking at the infographic, but it's probably up there by now. Yeah, you know, the Big Bend region, the Texas Mountain Trail. This section of Texas is massive. I mean, just the national park out here is bigger than a couple states. So it really helps folks understand that there's so much more. Then, in my opinion, kind of how I looked at it at nowadays from how it was established in the early days, is there's more off of I-10 and I-20 than just interstate. You know, all you see is interstate. You can venture off into the areas of the mountain trails and see so much history, so much of the Old West that most people have no idea, and this trail system kind of gives them a little bit of a roadmap to do that.
And we'll end up talking about Fort Davis at some point. But, Bernie, we've got the mountains in Texas.
Absolutely.
That's right.
The highest point in Texas is just down the road, and we can sort of see it from El Paso if you stretch your eyes. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, El Paso is in the mountains. We have a 7,200-foot mountain, minus 8 feet,
yes.
In the middle of our town.
That's right. And we've got the highest road in Texas here in El Paso.
It's about 2 feet shy of a mile high.
Yes.
I think the TxDOT should have just put another 2 feet on there. At the Trans Mountain Road, when you drive over, it's got that sign up there. No, we've got the mountains here. So we're okay, Wendy, are we the beginning in El Paso? Tell me we are.
The beginning?
Of the trail.
Yeah, from the west.
Well, you're the furthest west point.
Okay, you're diplomatic.
There's really no beginning or end because it kind of goes in like a figure eight, sort of like a crooked figure eight when you look at the old map.
Well, the thing about you were talking about Connolly, what he did was he put a bunch of people in cars and said, we're heading out here. And we're going to make a trail. Did he have a list in advance what he was going to go see?
Well, they point after they decided, you know, put together the committee, they really put this together very quickly because they wanted to launch it at the Hemisphere 68, which was the first international exposition ever for this part of the U.S. So, you know, between the time that they decided to do this and the time that it launched, they had to do the routes, the signs, the literature, and they created a whole promotional campaign. So they started in Alpine and then went west and then came back down east. So it kind of makes, like I said, this weird sort of figure eight.
But they didn't go everywhere there's an historic place. On your website, there is an incredible list of historical places. Bernie, how many are on here?
Well, I know in the county of El Paso alone, there's over 280.
Oh, historic markers.
Marker sites and monuments.
But, I mean, there's all kinds of things on it. Like, it doesn't have a monument, maybe El Segundo Barrio. Does it have a monument?
No.
Okay. What?
I have a quick question. It's talking about the heritage trails. Now, is this unique to the rest of the United States? I don't know if they have quite one in other states like Texas has. Am I correct? Or
I do not know that. Actually, Robert. I think the Texas Heritage Trails program is an award-winning program, and I think it's probably one of a few, maybe if the only.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Robert knows. What's the rest of Texas like? You have a Plains Trail. You have like six or seven, eight of these trails, right?
We have ten.
Ten.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to list them?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got Mountain. We've got Pecos. Mm-hmm. We've got plains, we have lakes, forts, hill country, Independence, tropical, and Brazos.
The one on the forts, does the one on the forts come all the way west for us?
Forest.
Sorry. Oh, forest.
Yeah, forest, like in
forest, not
trees like we don't
not
have.
Not F-O-R-T-S. Someday we're going to have to do a story on the forts out here. That's another whole thing.
Yeah, that's a whole
thing. It's basically on the mountain trail, I would think. Yeah, all these old forts. But in the meantime, let's talk about your next thing on the list here you want to go for. The caravan was unusual, but it did not cover everything. And didn't you all, you recreated this caravan a little while back?
Yeah, so whenever the program launched, the first trail that they did was the mountain trail. So John Connolly and Mrs. Connolly and a bunch of other people got in their cars and did the Texas Mountain Trail. And so as the 50-year anniversary came around, we decided to recreate that caravan. It was the exact same dates, March 27th and 28th, 2018.
18
okay. years later, we went the entire Texas Mountain Trail. That we did the exact same route that they did in 1968 in 2 days.
And then that's why you left out some people. They didn't think they should be left out, but they were not on the original. Now you got so many more. That list, the list that's on your website I was talking about, it looks like about 35 or 40 of them. They're all over the place. So where do you want to go now? You want to talk about some of those particular places?
Sure. So let me see.
I think your outline goes for Alpine.
We started in Alpine, yes, just like they did. And we had about 20 to 25 people come in to do the caravan with us. We had two big vans, and some people just kind of tagged along in their vehicles, you know, stopped and started when they wanted to. And we started in Alpine, and we had breakfast in Alpine. Then we headed south along, you know, the highway towards Big Bend area. So our first stop was Terlingua, Judy Butte, and keep in mind that this thing happens in 2 days. So as much as we wanted to just kind of like explore and look around, we didn't because we had to do, we were determined to do everything that they did in 68 because we're 2018 and we thought that we could do it better. But actually, I don't know how they did it in 2 days back then.
Well, let me ask you,
is there something,
yeah, let's have a third one. Is there something historic in Alpine that we should note? We got a university
well,
there.
We got the Museum of the Big Bend.
Yeah.
Which is a very, very nice museum. It has, like, all the history, lots of exhibits, and there's a dinosaur bird. I didn't study the name of this, but there's a big, giant dinosaur bird hanging from the ceiling.
Okay. Go back
the
to your link.
The Texas pterosaur.
What?
Okay.
The Texas pterosaur.
The Texas pterosaur.
The largest flying mammal ever to inhabit the Earth. Was actually found out in this region of Texas, and they got a model of it there at the Museum of the Big Bend.
And it's got to be in Texas if it's bigger, you know?
And it was solar power.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Well, let's take on Terlingua then. It's a ghost town now or what?
I'll chime in on that one right there.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I'm on the list for this. No, it was a ghost town, yeah. Terlingua, you know, the history of Terlingua is very mysterious, I guess you could say, because it's called the Terlingua Ghost Town, but people live there. It's like a ghost town come back to life is really what has happened. Its history is, you know, the Chisos Mining Company, way back in the 1900s, early, I think 1903 exactly, this guy named Howard Perry out of Chicago found it to mine cinnabar, basically, you know, mercury. It went into the bombs in, I believe it was World War One. The majority of the cinnabar mercury mine for that process came out of this tiny remote region of Texas out here in Terlingua. So there was nothing there. It was just an abandoned area. He established some mines, kind of civilized it, if you would. And in about a 40-year span, because he went bankrupt, I believe, in 1942, he raised that from being literally nothing to inhabiting 2,000 people living there, if you can imagine that. There's about, at the last census at least, we don't have the new census numbers, there was like 58 people that lived there.
So I got a question.
It's still pretty much a ghost town, but the ruins are there. You can see the actual mine shafts and mines where they actually got all the cinnabar out of there. And we have historical exhibits there at the actual Terlingua Cemetery. That's probably the most historic area that's there, the cemetery. And, you know, it's a matter of debate. But a few years back, I worked with the governor's office in Travel, Texas a lot. And that cemetery was the second most photographed area in the whole state of Texas, aside from the Alamo, in the 2000 range.
I got a question for you.
It's amazing. And there's a lot of history down there,
Robert,
that most folks don't really know about.
Robert, where do you get the name Terlingua? What does that mean? To anybody?
That's another topic of debate.
Oh.
it's right on the border of Mexico. When you're standing in Terlingua, you see Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're right there. It's on the Rio Grande. So Tres Lenguas is what I think it comes from. Three languages.
Okay.
In Spanish,
yes.
Tres Lenguas. Terlingua. It's a sort of hybridization of Tres Lenguas.
Kind of like the word gringo.
The Umano Indian language, also the English language and Spanish.
Got it. We're going to take a break here. We've got to do this once in a while. We got Wendy Little on. She is the executive director of the Texas Mountain Trail. And we've got the chairman of the board, and that's Mr. Robert Alvarez. And Bernie Sargent, a board member. But Bernie, you were also an original board member once upon a time.
Yeah, way back when. Back when Terlingua had 65 people.
It's changed a bit.
Yeah.
And I've been to that cemetery. That cemetery in Terlingua is amazing. In fact, when I watched the Mars Rovers pictures, I went, that's Terlingua.
Ah.
They're down in Terlingua.
It could be. You never know what they're doing out there. They've got to land a rover down there in Terlingua.
Yeah. Way back in the day, Frank Gorman, Gary Williams, myself, we made a couple of trips down to Alpine to Saul Ross and laid out the plans for the Texas Mountain Trail.
Cool.
That was back before Wendy was born.
That's true, probably. Anyway, Wendy Little on here. We'll talk to these guys in a minute. We stopped at Terlingua. I don't know if we're finished with it. We can pick it back up in a minute. But we're doing this on the El Paso History Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. We have a bunch of Facebook people looking at us, apparently. What do they want?
They're all over the
Beattie
place.
Beattie Burdett is on there.
Yeah, Beattie. She was saying that I love her comments.
Oh,
she goes,
Angie.
There are green things, but we have, we have to paint ours in El Paso
or
to make
plant
them green.
Them.
No, paint them.
Paint them. And also Angie Salazar, I'm pretty sure she's still in Colorado.
Yep, she said good morning.
And there's all kinds of people. Take a look at that if you wish. And actually, the audio is quite clear on Facebook. Andrew, is it clear on Facebook today? Very good. We got Andrew Polk in the control room in there. Thank you for doing what you do. He's normally Monday through Friday, Mr. Talk El Paso. We got him working this morning in the control room, keeping us on the air. All right, coming back in a minute on a break here. We should send us a comment, if you wish, on Facebook. You can call us if you want, though, right?
They can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. The COVID-19 coronavirus is still spreading in our community, and anyone who has been exposed or is showing symptoms is asked to get tested. Information on free testing is available at epstrong.org. Find details on how to register for the vaccine at epcovidvaccine.com. eprenthelp.org has resources for tenants and landlords on rental assistance, and epbusinessstrong.org has details on grant and loan funding. From the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk, I'm Andrew J. Polk.
Listen, could Robert change your life?
At the age of 55, I started putting on weight, and I got to the weight of about 210 pounds. Always hungry. The heavier I got, the less energy I had. And about 6 months ago, I started taking the Andro 400, and I started realizing I had more energy. I felt better, and my mind was clearer, and I started losing weight. I went from my max weight was 215, and now I'm down to 176. My waist size has dropped from a 38 to a 32, and I've lost these big love handles that I had on my side, and I just look a lot slimmer.
Since 2004, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and to look and feel their best. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
Hey man, can you help me out? I need $10. I'm trying to get to Las Vegas. For $10? I have $20. Let's both go.
Hey El Paso, come spend the night under the stars with Felipe Esparza. Saturday, March 6th at El Paso County Coliseum.
Something you love your dog more than your kids.
Pull up to the El Paso County Coliseum, March 6th at 7 p.m. and get ready to laugh your blues away. Chill in your car or boast up in your personal outdoor spot. For more information, call 915-533-9899 or go to universe.com to buy your tickets now.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-716-9085 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-716-9085. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-716-9085.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Take a call if you want. That's up to you. Also, an email. That's up to you. An email is at ephistory690@gmail.com. I'm looking at that. Also, and you, hello?
I don't think you're on. Is it me or is mine?
No,
mic?
It's you.
Oh, it's me.
The rest
okay.
of us are on. Look at your headphone connection.
I am. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was doing fine. Anyway, back in Bernie, third base coach. We're good?
I'm here.
Okay,
yes,
fine.
Safe.
Umpire. Anyway, back to where we were on this topic of each week. Well, we've also got the YouTube channel to talk about, and that's youtube.com/El Paso History TV. There's over 120, I should go back and count them, 120 different pieces of video of some nature, and we have all the El Paso Gold DVDs up there, the historic documentaries I did for a couple of decades. That's at El Paso History TV on YouTube. So what you do, you go to YouTube.com. In the search bar for YouTube, you put in El Paso History TV. We show up, and one face you're going to see right away is Bernie Sargent. We did 20 different pieces, Bernie, it was, yeah. For ABC7. They ran them in their newscasts.
That was great.
And that was fun. I mean, a little crazy in times producing them. But if you go back and look at those, you will learn a tremendous amount about El Paso history. Just watching those, they're about 3 minutes apiece when you finally get them all looked at. And that's on that same channel, El Paso History TV. And we appreciate KVIA's helping in the day for getting those on the air. And another thing, just to let you know, we get comments. I'll read you one of them. Last Sunday, February 28th, we got a comment on one of our TV documentaries. That's YouTube.com, El Paso History TV, from Pork Chop gave us a comment about the free one-hour programs. And this is the one on Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso. That's a whole thing there, a tour downtown. Pork Chop's comment was... love it.
that's good.
Well, I thought I'd put that on the
Pork
radio.
Poke
Chop loves it. Anyway, subscribe to our free channel. Automatically get notices of other new videos. I'm about to put up a couple more. So you can go to YouTube.com, search El Paso History TV. Your turn.
Anyway. Okay, Martha Vera and the Lady in Blue. We love that topic. That's one that's just going crazy lately.
Fascinating.
I know. And she's got another webinar on this, and that'll be March 21st at 4 p.m., and Martha Vera is the Honorary Consul of Spain for El Paso. And this is presented by the Cultural Heritage Society of the Camino Real Tierra Adentro. Register at the culturalheritagesociety.com site. And it's a new nonprofit formed by Al Borrego and San Elizario. And we'll have Al Borrego on as a guest next month to talk about his new nonprofit organization and the mission and what they want to do to promote area history.
Well,
he's
taking the entire 1,600-mile Camino Real, and he's working with Mexico. He's a sister city and a cousin city and a grandfather city with all kinds of people down there. So we'll hear from him on that.
And that's what makes these Camino Reals so different in this side of the country versus in other parts of Texas, is that ours runs all the way down to Mexico City and up to Santa Fe.
And you've got them over there in California. Those are all Camino Reals, King's Highways. This in El Paso was the first one they ever did, and we can thank Dr. Oñate. He's not really
a doctor, whatever
his name is. Don Juan de Oñate.
Juan Oñate.
All right, back to Terlingua for a minute. We got time in this. It's a short segment, guys. We got about a minute and a half to talk about the rest of Terlingua. Did we finish Terlingua, Robert?
Well, that's the basis of Terlingua right there. The when I said that the name comes from a little bit of a I guess you could say controversy, not really controversy. Yeah. They also say that there's three forks of a river that comes in there too. The Big Bend, Terlingua Beaver Creek, and I'm forgetting the other one. But at one time when they had it, it might have been named for Three Rivers. But I think it's that three languages that really came through.
That makes sense.
The cool thing about history and Terlingua that I always like to include in is, yes, history is so important. We got to remember where we came from, what we did back then, and bring it into the present. Terlingua now is known for, of course, the International Chili Cook-Off.
Yes.
You know, it still has like 58 folks that live there. But every November, unfortunately, except for last year because of the pandemic, like 10,000 chili heads come from all over the world there to cook the state dish.
Where do they stay?
Chili,
is there a hotel?
Pretty cool.
Is there,
camping.
they all camp out?
Yeah, the RV camp out. There's, of course, every hotel in Brewster County pretty much is full at that time. But, yeah, it's just a 4 or 5 day fun fest, cooking chili, seeing friends. And it's not just chili. It's expanded to do more. But at the same time, you're right next to the actual historical areas, like I said, where all those mines were. It's just really cool to have a nice, fun event that's modern. But, again, you're right in the middle of all this history down there in Terlingua and Studi Butte and that whole Big Bend area.
I'll bet go ahead.
Oh, Robert, I was going to say, isn't this kind of like our version of Burning Man, only you're using it with chili?
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Except
that's a different kind of Burning Man.
Thing, yeah.
But also, I bet you that little Terlingua grocery store runs out of beer. I bet they do.
Honestly, I don't think that's ever happened.
Oh, yeah, come
they're
on.
They're
anyway, we got this crowd in here from the Texas Mountain Trails, and we're talking about all kinds of history along the way. Got to take another break here, bottom of the hour. But we're going to come back, and what do we pick it up there? Lajitas? Is that where we're going next?
Lajitas.
Lajitas.
We're
there.
Going to Lajitas, yes.
Yes, indeed. And Wendy Little, executive director, jump in here as you need to, because we've got a bunch of type A's, and we'll talk over you.
Not
okay.
Us.
I'll speak for myself. Okay, fair enough. Back in a moment. Talk to us on the phone if you wish to, or on Facebook. Oh, I see people are lining up over here. We got some more people coming up here. We'll get to talking to them in a minute. Okay, back in just a moment. Andrew, hit the button.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
Hi, everyone. It's Katie Couric, here to tell you that my podcast, Next Question, is back. I'll be sitting down with experts, actors, authors, and scholars to talk about anything. From finding room for creativity when the world is burning to transforming our collective trauma and how to find and share joy. Remember joy? iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, and it's easy to see why. Listen to Next Question with Katie Couric on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, fools? Hey, people, welcome. Dreamer, can you help me out? I need $10. I'm trying to get to Las Vegas. For $10? I have $20. Let's both go.
Hey, El Paso, come spend the night under the stars with Felipe Esparza. Saturday, March 6th at El Paso County Coliseum.
Something you love your dog more than your kids.
Pull up to the El Paso County Coliseum, March 6th at 7 p.m. and get ready to laugh your blues away. Chill in your car or boast up in your personal outdoor spot. For more information, call 915-533-9899 or go to universe.com to buy your tickets now.
Laverne Cox is no stranger to impacting the world, but now she's helping others own who they are in her first podcast, The Laverne Cox Show. On the new podcast, she talks intimately with guests about moving beyond gender expectations and living a more authentic life. It's thoughtful, reflective, and funny.
Years ago, a therapist of mine said to me in our very first therapy session that the only thing that we can control as individuals is our own perception and our own behavior. That's it.
Listen to the Laverne Cox Show on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're talking about the Texas Mountain Trail, and also I'm about to talk about how a mountain became part of an airplane's issues in El Paso. There's a hike tomorrow at 8 a.m. to the site of the July 1944 B-24 crash. B-24s in El Paso during World War II, there were hundreds and hundreds of them flying around here. They were training people. They usually would take off and go head straight for the Franklins and then miss it. Well, this one didn't miss it. So there's a crash site up there. Celebration of Our Mountains is going to go up there and take a look at it. And on March 13th, that tomorrow morning is the B-24 crash, 8 a.m. Talk to Jim Talbert. And on March 13th, a tour of the Eastern Boundary Fault Zone. You want to know where not to step in El Paso?
It's not my fault.
It could be because it's on Alabama Avenue, basically. You step anywhere in Alabama, it'd be your fault.
It'd be my fault, that's right.
But anyway, they're going to have a tour of that stuff. 10 people on each trip. So anyway, get a hold of DiegoTalbert@gmail.com. Good old Diego, T-O-L-B-E-R-T @gmail.com. Or 525-7364, 525-7364. Celebrate Our Mountains with Jim.
That's right. It's a good thing to do.
Your turn.
Mission Del Rey Southwest on Lee Trevino is open today. And call for directions to Lee Trevino and Pelicano. And their phone number is 440-2140. And they have great gifts like Native American jewelry and decor for your home and office. Pepe's Restaurant in Canyotillo is open today for in-house dining. And they're located at 6761 Donovan Drive. Call Pepe's at 877-2152 if you want to have something catered. You want to pick up food or just say hello. And remember, it is the home of the one and only Margarita. And now you can contact our friends at Monterey Asset Management on their website at, I love this one, M1 is in the number one, EP.com. And you can also call Patrick Tuttle. He's with Legacy Real Estate. And Patrick's got an excellent portfolio of homes. And if you'd like to go online to check him out, go to you don't have it here. I apologize.
What?
Give him a call. I have usually have the website. Call 915-588-1850 to find out about a rental or buying a home.
Oh, Patrick Tuttle? Just look him up online. He'll show up in your face.
Oh, and we have a new sponsor coming next month, too.
Yeah, surprise.
We're not going to tell you.
Guess the sponsor. We'll give you nothing. but anyway, no, we got people like this show, and they figured out what
I
we're doing.
So
we had somebody interested in that. All right, back to the reality of the Texas Mountain Trail. Wendy, chime in when you want to. Wendy Little, Executive Director, is on here with Robert Alvarez, and you guys are part of the board with Bernie. Bernie's always bored, but Bernie, how many boards are you on?
Seven.
Seven. Mm. Mm-hmm. You had that answer.
Keeps him busy.
I did.
Oh, my God.
I was eight until last week, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they found you out, huh?
Yeah, they did.
Bernie is here, and so we got all this going on here about the Texas Mountain Trail. And you guys do individual tours, or do you just turn people loose out there? I mean, next subject is Lajitas. But Wendy, if somebody calls you up and says they want a tour, what do you do?
We just turn them loose.
Ah.
Go down, turn left, and keep going.
Well, you got so many.
I wish them good luck.
So true.
Now you're the paid bureaucrat, so we got to work on you. But that's you probably do get some requests once in a while. I mean,
we do.
You're a fountain of information.
People don't realize what it's like out here, so a lot of times we kind of have to educate them because, for one thing, there's a lot of miles between places to places.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, they think they're going to come for a couple days, and that's, you know, I mean, you can. We welcome you to come a couple days, but you really need more time because there's just so much to see, and like I said, lots of miles between each.
Talk about the one.
That's kidding right there. I mean, you come for a couple of days, and you're spending most of those days in a car driving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Several outfitters have set up a shop, you know, so we do have folks that you can contact and call and actually get a guided tour. And they'll hit you the high spots, but it's not of the whole trail. It'll be in one area.
Well,
there's guides and tours in El Paso and down here in Big Bend that'll hit the big spots. But, yeah, we kind of leave it up to those guys to do the tours, the guided stuff. Otherwise, yeah, you're pretty much on your own. But we'll give you some maps at least.
Well, now, Robert, you and I talked on the phone earlier in the days leading up to this show. We talked about an airplane tour. You can actually get an airplane tour of some of that stuff, right?
Yeah, an air tour, yeah. I've been up in there. There's an air tour company. It's the only one that is allowed to fly over the majority of portions or certain portions of the national park and state park. Yeah, so you can go up in a little plane and take a look at it if you're not afraid of a small plane. You know, it's not like a chartered jet or anything.
You'll miss it.
Cool.
If you go on a jet, you're going to miss it. I mean,
like
Big Bend is big, but, you know, a jet will zip right through it.
If you want to fly in a jet, you can fly your jet to Lajitas. They do have an international airport.
Wendy, what is the phone number for people to call you if they want to get information about the Texas Mountain Trail?
432-294-4312.
That's too many numbers. No, I'm just kidding. Repeat that.
432-294-4312.
And you're the lady, maybe we'll answer that phone.
I will answer the phone.
All right, Robert, talk about Lajitas. What's that all about?
Lajitas is a cool little anomaly out here in the middle of the Chihuahuan Desert. It's now an 18-hole PGA-designed golf course that's just awesome. It's amazing that we have that in our area out here near the Big Bend National Park. It's actually the separator between Big Bend National Park and Big Bend Ranch State Park.
Robert,
is Lajitas.
Robert, can you still hit the ball the ninth hole over in New Mexico?
No, there's no nine. Yeah, they've redone it. It used to be a nine-hole course.
That was cool.
So actually, no, you can't do that anymore. You can still see it, though. But it used to be a nine-hole course where the ender was you hit your ball into Mexico and said bye-bye. But yeah, now it's actually an 18-hole PGA design course. So they had to get rid of that one, unfortunately. But you can still see it how it used to be.
And how about the mayor of Lajitas? I heard he'd passed on.
Yes, he's passed on. Yeah, but luckily it's passed on to his children.
Ah.
I think we're on Mayor Clay number 5, I think, or 6, somewhere in there.
Yeah,
it's
got to meet him.
A distant son of his that is still there. Yes, Henry Clay, the mayor of Lajitas is actually a goat. It is, and they've made him a nice little enclosure right next to the county store, and the new one. Unfortunately, his son, he's a little bit better on the alcohol than the original. The original goat, the mayor, was a bit of an alky.
Dear.
He loved his Lone Star.
Well, everybody...
You could actually give him a beer, and he'd take it back and drink it. People just love that.
Everybody
son,
go in
so
that
much.
Store, yeah.
I think he prefers sodas, if someone told me right. He'd rather have a Coke than a beer, but you can still kind of check
Maybe
him out.
Maybe a Big Red.
A Red Bull.
Red.
By the way, we had a comment come in on our Facebook page from Ruben Escondone. Now, just by the fact of politics, he's not on the Texas Mountain Trail because his mountain is in New Mexico. Can you make an exception and include Mount Cristo Rey? No, you can't do that. It's too bad because Mount Cristo Rey is one of El Paso's major little mountains, and he just had him notice it. You see what he said, Melissa?
No, I didn't.
He said, please don't come out to Cristo Rey for Good Friday.
Oh, that's what I thought that was the old one. They're not going to be going and doing the hike up the mountain for holy days.
And by the way, have either one of you seen Mount Cristo Rey or been on it?
No.
Seen it, but not been on it.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
When you get to El Paso next time, take a look. It's in New Mexico, yes. So politically you can't look at it. But on the other hand, it's one of our fabulous little mountains. Anyway, Ruben just wanted us to know.
It's one of those bucket list places. If you've not hiked up there, it is amazing, the view. And just the history and being at the statue is fantastic.
So it's on our mountain trail, even though we claim it because the people in El Paso built it. Back in the day, the Catholic diocese included all of that in El Paso.
And a portion of it does sit in Texas.
The tiny bit?
The base does, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You know where that fence goes up?
You got to have some dinosaur tracks. Okay, back to the reality of the Texas Mountain Trail. Okay, Lajitas, we got there, but how about Fort Leighton? What's that all about?
So I just wanted to say one more thing about Lajitas before we move on.
Sure.
I don't play golf, and I heard it's a great golf course, but there's a whole bunch of other things you can do there, too. They have a zip line. I think you can shoot clays. You can horseback ride. They have some really, really wonderful, you can do all-day horseback, half-day couple hours, so it's not just about golf.
Wendy, is this still?
I just wanted to throw that in there.
Does this still kind of look Old West? But I remember when we stayed there, it was kind of set up to look like old West town and one part of it.
Yeah, it still looks like that.
Cool.
But it's very luxurious. It's kind of rustic on the outside, but they have a spa and a nice restaurant with really good food. It's just beautiful. It's a really beautiful place.
Wendy, on your website, do you have places to stay listed out there? So I didn't really look at that. I looked at the history places. But do you have a list of places? Because as Robert mentioned, you're going to go around the state area known as the Texas Mountain Trail. You're going to be seeing a lot out of your car window that's great, but there's a lot of hours doing that. So when you get somewhere, you want to have something to eat and stay somewhere. Do you have those picked out for people somewhere?
We do not have restaurant and hotel listings on our website, but Robert has them on his.
Ah, Robert, what's your website?
Yeah, sure. It's really easy. It's just visitbigbend.com.
And now, so what are you in charge of? Now, you're in charge of Big Bend promotion?
Yes, I'm actually the executive director of the Brewster County Tourism Council, which basically runs Visit Big Bend. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Let's take a look at that in a minute. We've got Marfa to go, and then we start on El Paso, but we need to take one more break here. And let's also talk about the Big Bend, that's down below. Okay, the Big Bend is down lower in the page here. We'll get to that. But in the meantime, coming up next would be Marfa. And I always think that's the name of Martha, and they just didn't know how to pronounce it. I may be right, for all I know.
That was one of those people from Terlingua with no teeth.
No, don't go. You don't know that.
It's Marfa.
You don't know that. Do you know that? You don't know that. Bernie Sarge is sitting here making his standard cowboy comment. I love your cowboy hat, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And can you do
that? That was a good guess, Bernie.
Yeah. Yeah, Aunt Martha. Marfa. Anyway, whatever. Call us up on the phone if you think it's relevant. You got a number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call certified property manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
The Sentinel Group sponsors this paid advertisement for legal services and is responsible for legal services. Attention! Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-399-5446.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-399-5446. 800-399-5446. That's 800-399-5446.
What's up, fool?
Hey, people, welcome. Dreamer, can you help me out? I need $10. I'm trying to get to Las Vegas. For $10? I have $20. Let's both go.
Hey, El Paso. Come spend the night under the stars with Felipe Esparza. Saturday, March 6th at El Paso County Coliseum.
Something you love your dog more than your kids.
Pull up to the El Paso County Coliseum, March 6th at 7 p.m. and get ready to laugh your blues away. Chill in your car or post up in your personal outdoor spot. For more information, call 915-533-9899 or go to universe.com to buy your tickets now.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need all at low prices. This week, earn 25% back in Staples rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner. In-store only. Offer ends 3/6/21. See staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details.
iHeartRadio with the latest info about slowing the spread in 2021.
The Food and Drug Administration has given the green light for Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID-19 vaccine, making it number 3. Dr. Richard Nettles ensures their vaccine is safe for all.
Johnson & Johnson is committed to ensuring that clinical trials include historically underrepresented communities.
Johnson & Johnson has a deal with the federal government to supply 100 million doses of its vaccine by the end of June.
Everything you need to know at cdc.gov/coronavirus.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Talking mountains in Texas, and I think El Paso is the capital of the mountains. We'll just put it that way. All right, I want to tell you also about Texas Historical Mission. They have webinars coming up on thc.texas.gov. March the 11th, Sam Rayburn, History Speaker of the House, and his legacy. And also a notice about the McGoffin Home. We normally just say, hey, you want to go tour the McGoffin Home, the only house museum in El Paso? It's a very worthy house museum in El Paso. That is one of the parts on the Texas Mountain Trail. We'll get to that maybe this segment. But call up Gloria down there, 533-5147. Talk about how you can get into place, and then you can't get out. No, you can get out. You have to pay to get out. No, McGoffin is a state historic site. It's a great place.
It's a great place.
What do you got?
Well, I wanted to read a few people we've got online, some very funny ones. We have one, let's see, Victor Guzman says, good morning, I'm late. And I told him he has to stay after school today.
Yeah, well, he's got to watch it twice.
Yeah, and he's got to do extra homework for this.
We're banishing him to Terlingua.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, good luck with that.
To Marathon. And I want to say hello to Frank Main. He's an old friend from way back for the kids in high school. We got to Angela Porras, Virginia Salazar. Others have just started following the show. Eligio Flores, Caron Meloche. Well, you guys are testing my Spanish today. Caron Meloche.
Just say it right.
And Jackson Polk. No, I said. So it's very cool to see all these people. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're watching live, hello, how are you?
Yeah, where's that camera?
Check the pearls.
Yes. Camera's over there today. There it is.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, there you
go. All right, we got about a few minutes left in this segment before we come back after the news here. And who wants to take on Marfa?
Wait, you skipped Fort Layton.
Oh, Layton, no. Layton, you're right. Who wants to take on Fort Layton?
I'll do that. I'm raising my hand.
Okay, go.
Okay, so after we were done in Mojitos, we hopped on the buses and took I-70, which, by the way, I just have to throw in here, is one of the most beautiful scenic drives in the U.S.,
In
my opinion, and many others. I don't know if it's official, but I'm just saying it out there. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful drive.
It's amazing. It's been compared to Highway 1 over in California. It's just gorgeous. Yeah. Motorcyclists love it, but it's great drive.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Layton, what's
really
Layton?
Really beautiful.
What's
Fort? So in between Lajitas and Presidio is Fort Layton. So if you're on that highway, which you probably will be if you're going to visit for any amount of time, be sure to stop at Fort Layton because this is a really cool place. It's unique in the fact that Fort Layton is not like a traditional fort that you think of when thinking of Texas forts that are military forts, but it was built as a trading post. And by a gentleman named Benjamin Layton, he was a trader, a freight hauler along the Chihuahuan Trail. And it's fun to go in because it looks very calm and nice, but it has a very scandalous history. After Benjamin Layton had it, there was some trading and then debts and debacles and murders and so they have a lot of that little fun sketchy history.
Good old Texas history. There you go. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
I'm sorry.
I said the good old Texas history. Keep going.
Good old Texas history, but it's a really cool place to stop. Don't miss it. So we can move on to Marfa now. Basically, when we were on the caravan, we only stopped for lunch in Marfa. Because, like I said, it was a wild tour. We didn't have time. And but Marfa is the kind of the giant, the 1950s epic movie giant.
It's that's
kind of the
right.
capital of the world there.
That's right.
The Hotel Paisano has, like, a shrine to Giant. You know, they name their rooms after Elizabeth Taylor and James Dean and Rock Hudson. And it's a beautiful old Trust Hotel. So that's another place just to, you know, even if you're not staying there,
but you also have,
go in and look.
You have bleachers in one spot facing the desert.
For the Marfa Lights?
Yeah. Well, tell about that.
Oh, yeah, that's out of town, yeah.
I mean, that's just kind of weird.
Actually, no bleachers. They have a really nice, like a visitor center almost there now.
I thought they had seats or something.
The lights are real, by the way. I've seen them twice.
You've seen them twice?
Really?
Really?
Yes.
What color are they?
Yes. They're kind of green.
What are they?
they're aliens?
Nobody knows. It could be
aliens.
It depends on how much you've been drinking that night.
That's right.
My mother's family is from Marfa. I've lived here now 15 years, something like that. I've never seen them. So
thank you.
I
haven't either.
Wendy,
drink before you go out there, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
A lot of people say
Wendy,
they did, but I never performed.
Wendy, you can't call them aliens. They're migrants.
No, but there is the old right in front of, if you go to Google Maps or Google Earth or whatever, and you look at it from above, that old Air Force, you know, strip
base
there.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people that stop there don't realize that that's there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's ghosts. It might have something to do with it.
Got it. Okay.
That's another thing people should see also is they've refurbished. When I went there years ago for the with you, Bernie, for the Air Force,
mm-hmm.
or the Army Air Corps that was training pilots during World War II.
Yeah, they had a little base there.
Yeah, that was refurbished into a historic site, right?
It's a UFO landing base. Get over it. I mean, that's what it is, Marfa. And we're almost out of time for this hour. Bernie, we're going to talk about MacGoffin House at the top of the next hour.
Sure.
But MacGoffin Home, as I mentioned, is the only Texas state historic site, one of two in the county,
mm-hmm.
but it's the only one in El Paso that's a house museum.
That's right.
Officially designated as a museum.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back and talk about why. And why MacGoffin Home was a Mexican-American home.
That's right.
It was not an Anglo dude.
No. And I want to know what Wendy was drinking to see the lights twice.
Ah, yes. It's that special brand of Marfa tequila. Yeah, no, you're not going to tell us, are you? I love your picture there. I love the picture we have up you of Wendy with your hat on. That's cool. And also, Robert, well, you've got a hat, but you're in the dark. Doesn't matter. All right, and we'll be getting back to all this stuff here after the break here. We got Wendy Little, and she is executive director of the thing known as the Texas Mountain Trails. That's an official thing in Texas. And we got the chairman of the board, Robert Alvarez, and Mr. Board member himself, Bernie Sargent, one of the originals. Now, you went off the board for a while. You're back on?
Yeah, I turned out.
You termed out.
I termed out.
You're back into it, though.
Yes, I am.
Bernie Sargent,
kicking
the man
and screaming.
In the...
Wendy pulled me back.
Oh dear, the man in the cowboy hat. If you look on our YouTube channel, you'll see him clearly. Except one time when you had a top hat on.
Yeah, I did.
Was at MacGoffin Home.
It was.
I talked you into that.
That's right.
That was a lot of fun. Anyway,
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Back to our next reality. We'll be back after the news and talk more about things on the Texas Mountain Trail. See you then.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here.